Doesn't it appear just a little bit off to proclaim praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, at the close of today's gospel? Anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, but anyone who refuses to believe in the Son will never see life. The anger of God stays on him, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And here, in the words of John the Baptist, we confront this oddity as well. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, after words of God's anger or wrath in Easter. Something seems more than just a little bit off here. Or is it we who might be a little bit off? John Calvin, not known for his outrageous humor, had a teaching on God's wrath that can simply be summed up as God's anger or God's wrath is simply his love as experienced by those who hate him. And this gives us in this Easter season time to reflect on our attitudes regarding the life that we are given in Christ by faith and by the sacraments and by the body of Christ, our communion with the Church itself. John the Baptist witnesses that anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life. Here, now, already. It's not a promise, it's a statement. Here, now, already, eternal life redounds through us, coruscates through us into the world to bring perspective, to bring insight, and to bring change to the world. Change for the better, change according to God's ongoing creative love unfolding through us now, through the community of the faithful. But anyone who refuses to believe in the Son will never see life. And that's also a here and now, not eternal life. John doesn't condemn anybody to hell, but condemns them to the grayness of not seeing life here available, here and now, that without faith, the joy, the awe, and the sheer wonder of life is not present. And conversely, where there is sheer wonder and awe in life present, even in the mouths of professed atheists like Carl Sagan and others, then there is some kernel of faith. Maybe not a faith expressed in exactly the words we want to hear. But since when is what we want to hear the arbiter of God's love? Anyone who refuses to believe in the Son will never see life. The anger of God stays on him. And here, if we use the summary of John Calvin's theology of the wrath of God, we see that those who do not have the sense of awe, the sense of wonder, the sense of the here and nowness of eternal life arising from faith, have a rather depressing view of God. And this infiltrates our view, our way of looking at things. Because how many times do we not have people of faith, and I use that advisedly, advise that this, that, or the other natural disaster is a result of God's wrath, or that even deeply disturbed human beings who murder others on a grand scale are emanations of God's wrath, they are God's instruments. And that is truly perverse in the light of the resurrection. Such words, such ideas do not belong to the language of faith. And is there not often within us the hidden fear of God's anger when things go wrong for us objectively? That hidden fear needs to be brought to the surface, needs to be placed under the light of eternal life, shining upon us and through us, drawing us out of our narrow ways of looking and helping us to embrace the world entire. And the Pope, in his new apostolic exhortation, Gaudete et Exultate, brings us to this point of ministry arises from the conviction that eternal life is ours, that the proclamation of Christ's resurrection moves through us not only in spiritual ways, also in practical ways, but with a deep, deep realization that it is all God at work through me. It is almost as if we are borne along in the arms of love, to show love. And that is so true. That our ministry, our warnings, our admonitions to the world needs to arise out of the light of eternal life and love. Otherwise, they are simply empty ideologies arising from our own sense of the right and wrong, which is not always fully open to God's sense of healing, of restoring, and of raising from the dead. So this closing sentence, to which we paradoxically uttered the phrase, "Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ," is a real guide for our Easter contemplation. Let us enter that contemplation with the Pope's guide, how to live love clearly for the healing of the world. Amen.